Moving in. Wild animal invasion. In the past, if any wild animal was seen in a city, it was probably thought to be lost and needed to be relocated back in the wild. Now, however, animals that once made their homes in the wild are invading many cities around the world and have begun adapting to live with humans. In many major cities like London, foxes are becoming bold city dwellers and can often be seen walking in the streets. It is estimated that there could be around 10,000 of them living in the city. A red fox wanders the streets of London while a black bear mother and cub walk through properties in Alaska. City-dwelling foxes. Foxes strew trash about, dig up flowers, and leave smelly droppings. As well, they have a frightening scream, like a child howling in pain. There have been several attempts to remove the foxes. Many were shot. But in just a few days, new foxes moved into the unoccupied territory. Trapping them and moving them to the country doesn't work either. They will not give up their territory easily. However, foxes would not thrive and breed unless they had enough food close to their den. Black bear invasion. In North America, the black bear population is increasing fast. Now, they have been seen snooping around cities. Bears are very good at discovering where there is an abundant food source. Hunting a deer in the mountains or searching for wild berries requires more effort than eating up food in garbage bins. Some scientists believe that bears are important for spreading seeds and removing rotting flesh from forest floors. If bears become city dwellers, the scientists wonder what effect this could have on the environment. Battle for territory. Luchegorsk, a small town in Russia, was once under siege from hungry bears. The bears rush around the streets, forcing their way into yards, and in a few cases, attacking people. It became a battle for territory. Firefighters used hoses, and police used car sirens and fired gunshots in an attempt to force them out. Sometimes the bears were killed because of the threat to the inhabitants. These bears are not on the list of endangered animals, so invading human territory is risky for them. Bold baboons. In Cape Town, South Africa, gangs of baboons have become a menace to many people. They enter houses by breaking windows or even just opening the doors. Once inside, they can empty the fridge, ruin furniture, and create havoc in the house. The problem began as the baboons' natural environment began to shrink. Finding food in what land is left for them could take the baboons hours. However, they have worked out that it takes just a few minutes to find food in a human environment. Coping with the problem. Most people don't want baboons to move into their space and invade their homes, so there is conflict between them. Killing or injuring baboons is against the law, so people have tried to fight them off with sticks, pepper spray, and paintball guns. Baboons, however, are cunning and clever, and they don't have much respect for humans. They have their own weapons: sharp teeth, sharp claws, and intelligent minds. Baboon monitors have been employed to try to keep them out, but baboons can run, climb, or jump faster and higher than any person. A monitor with a paintball gun stalks baboons. A resident tries scaring away a group of baboons from raiding the garbage bins. Country to city dwellers. Wild animals moving into cities are changing the cities, but city living is also changing the animals. They have fewer predators and food is plentiful, so they are getting bigger. Some, like the coyote, have learned to follow human rules, such as how to safely cross a busy road. Many wild animals have adapted to live in smaller spaces, and some have become less fearful of people. But some, like the bear, have changed from eating and moving around during the day to waiting until after sunset to avoid bumping into humans. Sharing spaces. Animals and humans sharing space can lead to conflict in many ways. Animals can cause damage to property and vehicles, spread diseases, and, in some cases, attack pets and people. Scientists believe, however, that as humans continue to take over more wildlife habitats, the food and shelter that cities provide will attract larger numbers of wild animals. People and animals may have to learn to exist together and find ways to prevent conflicts. In the future, cities may just be where the wild things are. A baboon steals vegetables from a shopper.